Welcome to a burning fire. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. John 9 and verse 4. The words of Christ. Jesus Christ is our example in all things, 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. And this includes being our example in work. There was no laziness in Christ. He was industrious and energetic and active. Even as a youth, he realized the need to be busy. He said to his mother, "Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Luke 2 and verse 49. In John 5 and verse 17, it is recorded, "My Father worketh even until now, and I work." Peter preached to the household of Cornelius concerning his activity when he said, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree." Acts 10, 38 and 39. In this, Peter pictures our Lord as one that worked. He said that he must work while it is day. The day refers to our period of life here on earth. As we live, we're in the midst of our day. Night is the night of death. We are to work while we can and while we have the opportunity and the ability and the energy and the life. We are now living, and we can work for the Lord now. In fact, now is the only time that we have to work. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow may never be. Someone has said that life does not get finished. It just stops. There is always more and more to be done as long as we live. We have no time after physical death to work for the Lord. Therefore, we cannot postpone doing what we ought to be doing now. As we consider the reasons for working now, it is emphasized that the night comes when no man can work. Our opportunity is short, even at the longest. We're here but a few brief years at best. James tells us, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Friend, since life is so uncertain and death is sure, and since this is the only time in which we have to prepare for eternity, should we fail in this life, we shall lose the glories of eternal salvation. We are to work, if for no other reason, because the Lord has instructed us to work. "But in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted to him," Acts 10:35. "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling," Philippians 2 and verse 12. And James chapter 2 shows the necessity of our working. We show our faith by our works. We perfect our faith by our works. Without our works, our faith is a dead faith. And nobody's going to be saved by a dead faith. As Abraham worked, so must we. As Rahab worked, so must we. We do not merit salvation by our works, but neither shall we enjoy salvation without our works. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only, James 2 and verse 24. What is the work that we have to do? One primary concern of the Christian is the developing of a Christ-like character. Christian character doesn't just happen. It must be intended. It comes through growth. It takes effort. It is gradually developed. One gains godly strength step by step, not by leaps and bounds. It takes work and prayer and spiritual nourishment and godly exercise. Character might be likened unto a tree, the roots of which are the Beatitudes of the Sermon on the Mount. The branches are the virtues of which we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, such as faith and diligence and virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and charity. The fruit of the tree is the fruit of the Spirit. Paul said, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Our work is also to seek the salvation of others. Someone has said, "We have been saved to save." Friends, this expresses the soul-winning disposition that the Christian is to have. The church, which is composed of the saved, is as a lighthouse for those who are on the dark sea of sin. And as the familiar song suggests, "Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave." That's the work of the church. We're to be as lights in the world, as salt of the earth, and like a city set on a hill, Matthew chapter 5. And our light is to so shine that others may see our good works and glorify God the Father in heaven. The gospel is the light that men must have. 2 Corinthians 4 in verse 4 speaks of the light of the gospel. We're begotten of the gospel, 1 Corinthians 4 in 15. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1:16. It must be preached and taught so it can be heard and believed and obeyed. Paul wrote, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Friend, nobody can read those words without being impressed with the necessity of the Word of God for our salvation. Jesus said in John chapter 6, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day." It is written in the prophets, "And they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Notice, the first part of that passage tells us that no person can come except they are drawn of the Father. But the latter part tells us how it is that we can come and how it is that we are drawn. It's when we hear. It's when we are taught. It's when we have learned. It's my work. It's the work of every brother and sister in Christ to see to it that the world hears the gospel. And when one is telling the gospel story, there's no more essential work that could be done. And there is no nobler work. There is nothing of greater importance to mankind than the gospel. Daniel tells us, "And they that are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." James wrote, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins." James 5, 19 and 20. So we see that we are to work while we can. We must know what our work is, and we must know why we must work, and we must know that we must work now. Someday we shall be blessed by resting from our labors. "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14 and verse 13. But we must work before we rest. But we shall eventually lay down our tools and cease from our labors. Meanwhile, as Paul said, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So let us resolve to be a worker for the Lord. And let us sing with sincerity, "I want to be a worker for the Lord." Friend, before we can work for God, we must be in Christ. We are to work in His vineyard, not in the vineyard of the devil. And we enter that vineyard by faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. And we are to labor faithfully in that vineyard, knowing that at the end of the day, we shall be rewarded by the Father above. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.